Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast.
Hi there, my name is Thomas Donville, also go by the name of Anonymous Mouse, and welcome to how to hide alerts for group texts in iOS. All right, so how many of you can say I get a lot of messages, and sometimes I get into these group texts, let's just say my sister. She doesn't listen to this podcast, so I'm going to be safe. She is notoriously known to, like, invite the entire family, uncles, aunts, and then some, and people we don't even know, whatever it is. All right, I'm exaggerating, but she likes to invite a lot of people and talk about something, and we get lots of messages. Bing, 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 bing. I mean, like, these guys goes crazy. I mean, we could have dozens and dozens of texts within minutes, and I could be right in the middle of my client. I could be at work. I could be at home. It could be at school, whatever it is. And maybe I'm just not in the mood, right? Or I don't want to be part of that conversation. You've probably been there one way or another. I want to show you something, how you can hide the alerts, which basically means that if you're in a message with someone and they are just keep messaging you and you just want to silence that message, you can do so. That way you won't get all the notification and ding, 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 but still receive the message whenever you have the time or inclination to go back and see what the messages are. So I'm in my message, for example. I'm going to go to one of those conversations, as I mentioned. So in within the message app, I'm going to a message here.
Mary, Angela, Kara, 1. No.
So here's a nice, healthy, long one. There's 8 people on this one. And let's just say I want to mute the alerts for this one. Easy enough. All you have to do is swipe up.
Hide alerts.
And you get the option to hide alerts. And when you do this.
Performed action. Hide alerts. Mary.
Now it becomes muted and you will still receive the message, but you won't get the notification nor will you get the ding, ding, ding. So this will be much more peaceful to you if you're in a situation you cannot interact at the time. All right. Now, I'm going to show you some other tips and advice just for something for you to think about. I'm going to go to another message here.
Riley, Zach, and Angela, ignore them.
All right, so there's one with my kids and my wife, so we're talking about something here. Now, what makes this one different? And let me explain when I say different. So the first one that I had with the 8 people, that was a mixed bag of platforms. So we got those with the Apple phones, we got those with the Android, Samsung, or whatever handset you're using. If you're familiar with the Apple handphones, they have something called iMessage. So everybody in the Apple ecosystem, you can do something a little bit different, which is kind of cool that you can't do in a mixed environment. So I picked this one on purpose. I'm going to go ahead and open up this message and go ahead.
Selected. Back button.
And now go to the right here.
3 people.
And do 1 finger double tap.
3 people. Audio. Button.
And then go to the right until you get to info.
3 people. FaceTime. Info. Button.
And from here, 1 finger double tap.
Info. Details. Heading.
All right. Now at the bottom.
Attachments. Button.
You hear the attachment. Now let's go left.
Selected. Images. Button.
Okay. Here's what you're going to hear if you're all using the same Apple iMessage. So if I go to the left here.
Leave this conversation.
I can leave this conversation. So in other words, I don't want to even be in this conversation at all. You can remove yourself from that text or group text that's going on. That is a really cool feature, but only for the Apple iPhone iMessage. So as I stated before, the other group text, I couldn't leave the group text. However, what I could do, I could silence the alerts. So to the left of this.
Hide alerts. Switch button off.
Is the hide alerts. So you can flick up to hide alerts, or you can just come in here to hide alerts. One more thing I want to show you. I'm going to go back out.
Done. Button. Back button. Riley, Zach, and Angela. Angela Knight Donville.
All right, so there's my wife here. If I were to mute her, and God forbid, should I do that? But I want to show you something here.
Hide alerts.
We're going to hide that.
Performed action. Hide alerts. Angela Knight Donville. Muted. Thanks.
Now, did you hear that it said muted? That means it lets you know that has been muted. So in other words, you know you have hid the alerts And from now on, if she would have sent me any text, I would not get any notification or anything, but it would show up as a badge on my message app, of course, but no physical sound or vibration when I get a new text. So to undo this, of course, you just swipe up.
Show alerts.
And double tap.
Performed action. Show alerts.
And if you notice, too, that is a single person, not necessarily a group text. You can do this for do a single person or group text. All right. Well, that is my advice for this podcast. My name is Thomas Domville. Also go by the name of Anani Mouse. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.